I want to preach to you today on what to do with your burdens. What to do with your burdens. I've got a couple little helpers with me this morning, and they're going to help me, and I look forward to that. We'll try to illustrate what to do with your burdens, but first let's look at Galatians chapter 6. If you turn with me to verse 2, then I'll read to verse 5. I'm intentionally skipping verse 1, but we'll come back to that. Galatians chapter 6, if you're there, would you stand with me? If you're able, stand and let's look at verses 2 through 5. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 through 5. And then you're going to want to keep your finger in there and just maybe take some notes if you're not against writing in your Bible, maybe underline some things. Because the truth of the matter is, we all have burdens. And we need to know what to do with our burdens. Amen? Galatians 6, verse 2. The Bible says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden." And we'll look at these verses and a few more, but first let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can be here today, and dear God, we thank you that you give us advice in the Word of God. You show us what to do. You give us clear commands and principles to live by. Lord, I pray that today would be a day where we would learn maybe a new truth that we can implement in our life. And I pray, Lord, that we do exactly that. That what we hear, we would directly allow to change our thought process and the way we deal with things and how we deal with our burdens. And so bless today, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. We all have burdens. Amen? We all have burdens. They may be different, but we all have burdens. Some of us have physical burdens. We'll have some sort of a sickness. We'll have some sort of a health need. We'll have some sort of a physical burden that we have to shoulder, maybe that we have to carry, maybe that plagues us, maybe something that doesn't allow a day to go by where we don't realize we are carrying this physical burden through life. Many of us have spiritual burdens as well. Burdens of a spiritual nature, where we wrestle against maybe the guilt of sin, maybe the consequences of sin, maybe some dark past or some darkness in our present where we run and we flee to find maybe some comfort, albeit not in the right way, but some sort of a spiritual burden that only we and really God know about. Others of us have emotional burdens. We have some sort of emotional burden, like a depression, or maybe an anxiety, or a fear, or we're prone to worry. We have some sort of a physical, spiritual, or emotional burden that we carry throughout our lives, and it's far time that we learn what to do with these burdens. Amen? I believe that the Word of God has an answer for every issue that we have. Amen. And it really is just a separation of truth from reality. The truth of the Word of God needs to be placed in the reality of our lives, where it's working, where it's active, and where the promises of God can be realized in a very practical way. Yes, there's theology in the Word of God. That is the teaching of religion and the teaching of the Bible. But there's also a very real practicality, and there needs to be that crossover from the theology of the Bible to the practicality, where we live out the precepts of the Word of God and we see it come to truth and to bear in our lives. God's got an answer for every burden that we have. We just need to know first how to separate our burdens and what to do with them once we've separated them. You have a physical burden today? Do you have a spiritual burden today? Do you have an emotional burden today that you're struggling with? I heard of a Chinese lady. She'd lost her dear son. And for months she grieved. And she couldn't seem to find any comfort. She didn't know what to do. And she found a wise old man in her village. And she went and asked him, "What can I do? I just hurt so deeply because I miss my boy so much." And the wise man looked at her and said, "I want you to go throughout the village and visit every house. And I want you to just bring back a grain of mustard seed. And you bring that back to me from one of those homes. And I will restore your son." And so she went on her journey. And she visited every home in the village. And she came back without a grain of mustard seed, but with this truth, this reality in her heart that she had been selfish. And she hadn't realized that every home that she visited was under a burden themselves. And every home that she visited had some sort of sorrow and some sort of grief themselves. My friend, every one of us is having a hard time. Every one of us. You're not on your own. And thank God that we have church. And thank God we have the Holy Spirit. And thank God we have the Word of God to minister to our souls. Because we are in a sinful body, in a sinful world, and we're all hurting. Amen?
Yes.
What do we do then with these burdens that we have? What does the Word of God tell us? Well, number one, the Word of God tells us that there are some burdens that must be shared. Some burdens must be shared. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2 that we are to bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So, number one, we need to learn to share not only the burdens that we're carrying, but we need to learn to share in the burdens that others are carrying. Let me illustrate. Daniel, come up here. Stand right there for me, would you? Hold that for me. We're going to let that illustrate a burden. And just so it's not real light, we're going to add another one. The Bible tells us to bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Look over in Galatians 5 verse 14, right on the opposite page. Galatians 5:14. The Bible says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt
love
thy neighbor as thyself." So the law of Christ can be summed up in one word. That one word, love. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so love like Christ loved. Amen. Didn't Christ bear our burdens and show us that He loved us?
Yes.
There's probably no greater way to be Christ-like than for you to bear somebody else's burdens. For you to come along and share in the burden that somebody else has. Stephen, come on up here if you would. Just before Daniel drops in. Share in his burden. Take one of those bricks. And come and stand over here. Daniel, is that better? Daniel, is it easier now to stand there? Stephen, how are you doing? Are you able? Amen. So here we've got maybe a fault, or we've got a failure. We've got a shortcoming. Maybe we've got the consequences of sin and the guilt, and we've got a hard time. We've got some depression. We've got some anxiety because of what Daniel has been maybe exposed to in his young age or in his middle age years or in his grown up years. There's some burden that Daniel is carrying that was almost too much to bear. So the Bible tells tells us, what should we do with these burdens? We should look for somebody to share them with. We should look for somebody that has a great burden that we can go and we can feel the grief with them. We can cry with them. We can empathize with them. We can sympathize with them. We can get near them and help them bear the load of their burden.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Look with me now in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. The first verse that I skipped intentionally. I said to you earlier that there's probably no greater way to show Christ's likeness than to bear somebody else's burdens. And that's what the Bible says here in Galatians 6:1. Brethren, that's you that are saved. If any man be overtaken in a fault, that is he's got a burden, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So let me warn you, you're not going to help somebody else if you don't think that you're going to need help someday.
Yeah.
And the Bible goes right on into verse 3 and tells us, for if any man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's got a fault. Everybody's failed at some point or another. And there is no greater way to be Christ-like than to come along and see your brother and sister in Christ struggling with some fault or some failure in their life and say, hey, let me shoulder that burden with you. Let me grieve with you. Let me feel that pain with you. Let me get up close beside you. Let me pray for you. Amen?
Amen.
Let me support you how I can. There's nobody perfect. You can't see the burdens that each of us are carrying today, but each of us are carrying a burden. Each of us, if we could just be honest with everybody, would say right now, this is really dragging me down right now. And you could name something. It's physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Heard of a man that was sitting in a pew at a church, and the preacher was preaching, and he said, there's nobody perfect, folks. There's nobody perfect. We're all sinners. And this man in the back said, that ain't true. He said, I've never met him, but I've heard a lot about him. My wife's first husband, she was perfect. Amen. He was perfect. And that was just a joke. Amen. That was like one of those jokes. Everybody's gone through a tragedy. Everybody's got sorrow. Everybody's got disappointment. Everybody's got some sort of depression. Everybody's got some sort of grief. And if you don't have it right now, it's going to visit your home sometime soon. And we are to comfort one another. Let me ask you today, who have you comforted recently? Who have you helped lift the load so that they can go on their journey a little bit lighter and a little bit freer and understanding a little bit clearer that, hey, God does care about me. He does send people along to help lift my burdens in my life. You know, many times God allows us to go through sorrow and grief so that we can learn what it means to go through that trial, so that we can come along and say, I know exactly what you've gone through. Let me grab a hold of that part of that for you.
Yeah.
I've lost a child. So I can go through that valley with you. I can walk beside you in that valley since you've just lost your child. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 1:4, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. George W. Truett met a lady, and she became a member of his church, and he preached to her for years, and obviously had a deep compassion for her, and prayed for her regularly, and ministered to her. How you doing? Getting stronger, I think, buddy. Amen. That's another thing burden bearing does, is it makes you stronger. And Daniel and Stephen, they're going to be so strong after today's service. But George Truett, he had this lady in his church, and she had lost a child. And he tried everything. I mean, he went for weeks counseling with her, giving her books, praying about it, getting some truth and giving it to her, and trying to help her. And it didn't seem like anything he did helped her with her burden. And then he remembered another lady in his church that had gone through the same thing. and introduce the two of them. And then that one lady did in 5 minutes what that pastor couldn't do in weeks. All because she had been comforted of God in her trouble, and she realized that I can use that same experience to help bring comfort to this other lady in her trouble. There's no point wallowing in our depression and wallowing with our burden. Realize that God has given it to you to make you stronger so that you can come along and you can help another person going through that same struggle in life. J. Vernon McGee was a pastor, and he was riding the subway train one day, and apparently he ignored one of his parishioners that were on the subway. And that parishioner came up to him weeks later and said, "You know, I'm not real impressed with you. You're not real friendly outside of the pulpit." And J. Vernon McGee said, "Why? What happened?" He said, "Well, I was on the subway train and I waved to you. I saw you. I could have sworn you saw me, but you just totally ignored me. You buried your head." And the pastor said, "When was that? I'm not sure I would ever act like that to anybody, let alone somebody that came to my church." And he said, "Well, it was such and such a day." And the pastor just dropped his head. And he remembered what he was going through that day. He remembered the burden that he was carrying that day, the load that he was under that day. And he shared it with his church member. And his church member all of a sudden got a renewed appreciation that the pastor's not perfect either. And he doesn't carry all the problems of all the church all the time. Sometimes he's got to carry some of his own burdens and some of his own problems. And boy, it sure restored that church member to a new level of kindness and thoughtfulness and burden bearing in their own lives. Number one, you should bear somebody else's burden. You should share them. Secondly, there are some burdens that you must shoulder yourself. Go grab a seat. Thanks. Give Stephen a hand, would you? Good job. There's some burdens that are the direct result of your own sin. You see, it looks like Daniel's going to fall over, doesn't it? The Bible says in Galatians 6:5, "For every man shall what?" Now, wait a minute. Didn't the Apostle Paul just say in verse 2 that we are to bear ye one another's burdens? Well, that means we're to share them, right? But now in verse 5, isn't he contradicting himself? Every man shall bear his own burden. Or is he maybe adding to the thought? You think he's maybe taking another... Let's have another look at this. If you look back at "bear ye one another's burdens" in verse 2, you look at the word behind burdens there, and it actually means an oppressing weight. You look at "for every man shall bear his own burden," and the burden there in verse number 5, it actually means a backpack. Or it means a ship's cargo. So what it's saying then is the Bible's telling us clearly there that there are some things in life maybe that you take on yourself and somebody else can share it with you. But there's other things in life that you and only you are going to carry. And one of those things is the consequences for your sin. Amen. We live in a day and age today where people don't want to take the fault. They don't want to take the blame. They don't want to take the responsibility for anything. They want to blame it on parents that raised them. Maybe they had a dominating mother. Maybe they had a father that rejected them. Maybe they had a mama that gave them oats too early. Maybe they had to play with dollies when they were little. Maybe they had an ex that did something to them, or a boss that said something to them. You okay? It's okay, but Mike's worried. He's got a shoulder, amen? He's got a shoulder some of the burden himself. You cannot sin in your life and expect the consequences not to follow you around for the rest of your life. Brother Daniel, would you just walk around for us here in front? Get some exercise? Amen. Look at that burden he's carrying. Who's read Pilgrim's Progress? Amen. And what is that poor pilgrim carrying? He's carrying a weight, isn't he? He's carrying a heavy stone. He's carrying a burden through his life. He's got the burden of guilt and sin and shame on his back. And nobody can carry that burden for him. Only he can carry that himself. And my friend, there is coming a day at the judgment seat of Christ when those that are saved will stand before God with not the burden of sin and guilt and shame, but maybe the burden of, what did you do with your Christian life?
Yeah.
And you're going to get judged. And nobody else can stand with you then either. There are some burdens, like when you're going to stand before God, or like if you're not saved, you're going to stand before God at the great white throne judgment, and you're going to stand alone. As much as you're going to want somebody to help you, or Brother Mike, as much as you're going to want somebody to help him, God's going to say no. Every man shall bear his own burden. Galatians 6 verse 7 and 8 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall out of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Listen, you may be being exposed to something in your life. Maybe through your parents you were exposed to adultery. Maybe through your parents you were exposed to lying. Maybe through your parents you were exposed to gossip. But at the end of the day, you can't blame anybody for the choices you make, but you for the choices you make. Amen? This blame game started in the Garden of Eden. God came to Adam and said, "Adam, what have you done?" And Adam said, "What?"
"It was her."
"It was her." God said to her, "What have you done?"
"It was a snake."
And she wasn't talking about Adam, was she? She thought, "Let's just pass the buck."
Yeah.
"Not being not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." You've got some burdens that people will happily come along and help you with. But if you choose to live in sin, my friend, you are going to carry the burden of that yourself. You're going to feel that pressing weight. You're going to feel that causing you unbalance in your life. Aren't you glad you volunteered for this? Amen. And you're going to have to shoulder it all yourself. Nobody can come along as much as we want to. Nobody can help you. "As it is appointed unto men once to die," the Bible says. "But after this, the judgment." Daniel's going to love this point. Some burdens are meant to be shed.
Amen.
What do we do with our burdens? Well, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2, we're to bear one another's burdens. We're to share them with others. What do we do with our burdens? Well, the Bible says in Galatians 6, 5, that we'll bear our own burdens. We're just going to have to shoulder them ourselves. What do we do with our burdens? Well, there's some burdens, and you've got to separate them out for yourself. There's some burdens that you need to shed, that you need to stop carrying around and looking silly in front of everybody, weighed down as a Christian. Go ahead, Daniel, take that bag off. Just shed it off, buddy. Let it drop. Let it fall. Don't carry it any longer. Amen? "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee."
Amen.
"He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved."
Amen.
You know that word burden in that verse means gift. It means gift. There are some things in our life that God burdens us down with, and he intends it to be like a gift. And he intends for us now to use it, to give it to him. Use it as an opportunity to approach his throne. Use it as an opportunity to come up to God and say, "God, I'm just going to trust you with this. I'm going to cast my burden upon you, trusting that you shall sustain me. Isn't that what it says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is life. Bring your burden to Jesus Christ and lay it at His feet.
Amen.
That's what God intends for you to do. Now, God won't always, sometimes He will, but God won't always just let you shed it. Sometimes He will. Sometimes He'll say, Lord, I can't pay this bill, and God will just pay it. Money will come in totally unexpected. There's that bill. There's that burden. There's that weight. Maybe you've got a physical ailment. We pray about it. And we all pray about it as a church. We share that burden. We cast it upon the Lord. And we find out that He has just looked after that physical ailment, that financial ailment, that emotional struggle that you've been going through. All of a sudden you have peace in your heart. You realize you cast it upon the Lord and that's it. But other times, you go to cast it upon the Lord, and He just decides to fulfill the rest of that verse. And He shall, what? Sustain thee. He'll just carry you and your burden. Now you know why I picked somebody little. Carrying your burden now.
Yeah.
Is it still there in your life?
Sure.
Yeah, it's still there. I guess it's God's will not to take away the burden, but to sustain you through the burden.
Yes.
Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee.
Amen.
You'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thank you. That's what the Bible says there. What are you going to do with your burdens? Thank you, Daniel. Have a seat. Have a rest. Amen. You might lift it. Isn't that what happened to the Apostle Paul? Lord, I've asked you 3 times now. This thorn in my flesh is really bugging me. What are you going to do about it, God? Well, my grace is sufficient. What does that mean, Lord? And he realized later, you know, I'm going to glory in this infirmity now. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. He just sustained me with the burden in my life. I heard of a hitchhiker walking down the road and he had a sack of spuds on his shoulder. And a truck came by, a flatbed truck, and he said, "Hey, mister, you want a ride?" He said, "Boy, could I use a ride, you know, walking, carrying this sack of spuds." He said, "Hop in the back." So this hitchhiker got in the back and he sat down in the back of the truck like that. And the guy opened the sliding window behind him and he said, "Hey buddy, why don't you put your spuds down?" He said, "Oh no, mister, it's enough for you to carry me. I wouldn't want you to have to carry my spuds too." Isn't that how some Christians live?
Yeah.
"Oh, it's enough for me. I don't want to bug the Lord with this one. I'll just keep carrying it myself." No, no. Cast your burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. You got some burdens in your life today? We sang a great song earlier. "I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own." Be kind to everybody. Everybody's got a burden. Look for whose burden you can help carry as we go into this week. And my friend, careful how you live. Don't add unnecessary weight to your own backpack in life. Amen? Because you've got to carry that yourself for the rest of life. And you've got to stand before God someday with that burden on your back and give an account for everything that you've done here in this world. Thirdly, realize what it is that God brought into your life, maybe that isn't being shared by others, or maybe you're carrying the load of too much, something that you haven't necessarily brought onto yourself, and just trust the Lord with it. Cast it upon the Lord and trust that He'll sustain you. Would you stand today with your head bowed?